New patient visit record. Name of the patient is Dacia Johnson. D like Detroit. A-S-I-A. Last name is Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3/14/97. Date of accident 2/11/2024. Date of visit is 2/15/2024. Dacia Johnson is a victim of an automobile accident and reports the chief complaint of severe pain in the left shoulder, neck, lower back, mid back, and left side of the leg as the main issues. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient reports that she was a restrained driver in a Ford Edge 2012 and collided with a Walmart semi at around 15 miles an hour. She was traveling between 0 to 10. The accident occurred on Ford Road and Mercuson, M-E-R-C-U-S-O-R, I think, in Dearborn on 2/11/2024 around 8:30 p.m. The patient was wearing seatbelts. The accident happened as follows. The truck was making a double turn. There was a double turn curb and he was making a left turn to turn around. But a semi rear end turned too much, too short. And the back of the semi hit her vehicle, Ford Edge. Once again, two vehicles can turn to make a left turn, and he was trying to turn, but the driver of the semi did not do a proper turn, and it was short-circuited, and the rear of the vehicle hit into her car, or her SUV. The patient reports that she was wearing seatbelt, the airbags were not deployed, there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident, and the police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The damage to the vehicle is as follows. The patient reported that most of the damage is to the back side, back of the passenger side, tail area, bumper area, and there was no broken glass. The inside structure of the car are completely okay. Headrest, seatbelt, steering wheel, dashboards are all okay. Injury to the patient. Patient report that she suffered from a neck whiplash and she hit her head to the headrest and there was real anxiety and shock. There was no chest pain, pelvic pain, abdomen pain or any shoulder pain at the time of accident. No headaches were reported. No symptoms of TBI happened. Current history of presenting illness is as follows. The patient reports no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, seizures, loss of consciousness, incontinence or focus problem, vision problem, hearing problem. No, none of them are reported. No forgetfulness or memory problems are reported. Patient does report weakness and difficulty walking and fatigue, but denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, or incontinence of the urine bowel, none of them. No numbness, tingling is reported either. No lightheadedness is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has a symptoms of pain affecting the neck to the tune of 7. Mid back, upper back is 7. Lower back is 8. Pain in both the shoulders, especially the left shoulder is much more, is reported. Left shoulder is around 7. And the shooting pain is reported from neck down to the right arm. On the outer side or peripheral side, but not affecting the thumb or the index finger. Similarly, lower back pain is reported to be 8 and is shooting down across to the left hip and left leg all the way to the ankle in a lateral part. It's mostly pain and numbness and tingling around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 and almost constant. Left shoulder pain is around 7 and is reported that patient has hard time lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. She can walk one block, she can sit, okay. She can stand constantly, she has to change the position, and she can sleep up to 6 hours. Please review the chart for rest of the exam. Rest of the history is from the chart. History of numbness and tingling is to the right arm and right upper extremity, right lower extremity, without the numbness and tingling of the toes or the fingers. No bladder bowel incontinence, no muscle weakness. Regarding the past treatment, patient did not have any treatment whatsoever except heating pad. Please review the chart for system review. For past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and the personal history. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 134 over 97, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. This is a 26-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Very good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. No overt anxiety, lethargy is exhibited. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices and not using any cane. The gait is normal. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. The cervical spine range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 25. And bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 25. And bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. And Sperling sign, Lermit test are positive. Discussion test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test is negative. Soto Hall test was negative. Myelopathy signs were negative. And discussion test was negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg rest test is positive. Bilaterally, Dagger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints are mildly tender, especially the left side, with positive Faber test and Gansman test only. And the negative distraction test, compression test, and flexion test. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. In the left shoulder, please mention that the motor strength is 4x5. The shoulder inspection palpation appears completely normal, and muscle strength is 4x5. Only Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive, and as near to a speed test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test negative. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XXD, M62.830, CNS R42, R51, F41.1, nerves M79.2, M60.9, muscles M60. 2.838, ligaments M54.0, right, the left shoulder is M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. and 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA, thoracic spine, and 54.09, 54.9, 51.24, S23.3, XXA, lumbar spine, and 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, and 54.42, S33.5, XXA. SI joint M46.1. Planar scare comes from the templates. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times a week for neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, and left sacral iliac joint with traction and massage. Non-narcotic medications are ordered as follows. Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol number 4, 1 or 2, 12-hour PRN for severe pain, for narcotic pain. Aleve 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Nurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches and radiculopathy. DMEs, back brace and neck and tense unit is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, not needed. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records and past records are not available at the time of dictation. Intervention pain procedures, none are warranted. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none are being ordered. DME already discussed. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Thank you.